That's whatever. Let's that's do the picks, Dylan. You got the music ready for us?
I don't know how else to say that. I don't think we're speaking the same language right now.
I think you've actually convinced me. I'm just
like a shin is 2 feet. I don't know. It just is what it is.
You know what might have happened? I'm too smart for all my own.
Is that what?
I just confused myself.
Prove your smartness with your picks, right?
My
here.
Intelligence. I have nothing. I still don't have my NFL pick yet. I don't. Luckily, Dylan gives us 2 picks we have to start with, and because I believe in going in order, unlike Rob Tribble, I know Rob's listening, who just goes every which way. I say we start with college because the college games go first, Michael.
Yeah.
So let's start with the game that Dylan has forced us to pick, which we asked him to do. This isn't a communist run show.
Holding you all against your will.
Yeah.
So Dylan, who's not a commie, told us that we needed to pick Ohio State at Penn State. And it's -3. Ohio State is a 3-point favorite going in to Happy Valley.
Yeah.
And a whiteout, I believe. I know it's a noon game, so I don't know if I guess they can do
a whiteout. They did the whiteout, but I think a lot of their t-shirts say noon games suck. Their white t-shirts
they
say
do
noon
suck.
Games suck.
I mean, I love noon games, but not #3 versus
Big noon kickoff gets the pick. They get to pick what time that game slot's going to be. So there you go. That's how it is in the Big Ten, man. So I'll go first picking this one.
Good, because you're going to go first.
Ohio State, you mentioned 3-point favorites. Now, the Fighting Mike Contis at Penn State, the wideout, I love it, man. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. I think that Penn State is as good as they have been in a long time. I think that, no matter who's at quarterback, this team is more well-rounded than they've been in a long time. But it's a prove-it game for me for Penn State. And until Penn State shows me that they can beat the Ohio States of the world in these massive Saturday matchups and a top-5 showdown, I'm not going to believe it. The line's close enough to me to where I'm enough of a believer in the talent that Ohio State brings that I'm going to have to go with Ohio State -3 points in this one. Even on the road, even in the wideout, even if Drew Aller plays, they're just simply more talented. They haven't played up to their talent, but they have more talent. Until Penn State shows me that they can win in these matchups, Ohio State for me all day long.
I'm going to give you a quick history lesson. Dylan, start the clock. Give me 25 seconds.
Wait, I'm going to get one of those little hourglasses in here. You know what I mean? Like one of those 30-second
hourglasses. 2 years ago, a more talented Ohio State team came in to play Penn State and a noon kickoff, big noon kickoff. The game was dead even. They didn't have Drew Aller at quarterback, who they might not have. One player took the game over. His name was Marvin Harrison Jr. He's no longer there. Give me Penn State -3.
Ooh.
Fight Mike Contis.
Under 25 seconds, too impressive.
I don't mind it.
Well, the countdown really did help because I was able to get there quickly.
Maybe more often.
You get your own college pick. Whatever game you want, Mike. I won't hold you to any game. You can pick whatever you want.
Let me ask you a question. Have any of these guys, even the guys behind the glass, have y'all seen the Tennessee uniform reveal for Saturday night against Kentucky?
I have.
I think it might be the best uniform reveal video I've ever seen. Have you seen it?
No, I don't.
Dude,
care.
It might be they're blacking out Saturday night in Knoxville in Neyland. They are far and away more talented than Kentucky. The line is 17, 17 and a half, whatever you want to put it. Kentucky, we love the blue-collar version and the Mark Susie. They're not playing that way. I think Tennessee runs them out of the stadium on Saturday night, gets it done. Tennessee -17, wearing the all-black unis after the reveal video, fireworks going on, Neyland Stadium, the whole thing's rocking. Tennessee, I love it, man. Tennessee -the points against Kentucky this weekend.
Tennessee -the points. Boy, I can't wait till you're wrong on that one. Kentucky's got something to prove. I'm not picking that game, however.
Kentucky's had their chances to prove things. They haven't proved anything.
Air Force at Army. Our very own Tiffany Blackman is on the sidelines for this game. The over-under.
I didn't know she was at that one.
The over-under. You don't listen to her. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
That's fair.
The over-under is 41.5. Army has scored 42 or more in 5 of their 7 games.
Okay.
They've scored 35 or more in 6 of their 7. Bryson Daly, the quarterback, not Dyson Daniels, has got 26 total touchdowns, 19 of them rushing. Pick Army if you want with the cover. I don't care. I don't do covers in some of these games. I'm telling you to pick the over 41.5. The over 41.5. Army might do it themselves. All right. After an NFL pick, Michael, we got to do this a little bit quicker than not. Lions at Packers is the game that Dylan has asked us to pick. the Lions are a 2.5-point favorite, and I will tell the – no, I'll just let you pick. I want you to make your pick on record.
He keeps making me go first. If you notice this, I like that. All right, here's the thing. I picked against the Lions when they were playing the Cowboys just a couple of weeks ago, right? And I was like, man, you know what? Dallas ain't going to let that happen. I was wrong, but I'm going back to the well. When you look at this, Lions at Packers, they're in Lambeau. Lions 2.5-point favorite. I don't like that line, man. It tells me that the Packers got something cooking. I don't know what they're going to get out of Jordan Love. I don't even know if he's playing. All right, but Jordan Love and the Packers, if he's probable, he says he thinks he can play. He thinks it's realistic. Give me the Packers at home upsetting the Lions this weekend. Packers plus 2.5.
You ready? I don't know what Jordan Love's going to do, and I don't think Malik Willis, if he has a play, is ready for Detroit with or without Aiden Hutchinson. Mm. Detroit might be the best team in the trenches in the NFL. If they're not, they are gosh darn close to it. Give me the Lions minus the 2.5. This is the only way I'm going to pass Mike is to go against Mike. Mike. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what day is it?
What's your NFL
Falcons
pick?
Friday.
Your other NFL pick.
Speaking of Falcons Friday, for my NFL lock of the week, I'm going straight down to the bins. No, I'm not taking the Falcons. I wish I was. I don't feel that confident, but I am going with the over-under in the Falcons-Cowboys game. 51.5 is the number. Now, that begs me to say, you know what, man? Falcons, 30 points, 3 of their last 4 games. Dallas, maybe the passing attack gets us. We can't rush the passer. No! No! Vegas knows all those things, Dylon. I'm going under 51.5. Both these teams will start slow. It might be 0-0 after the first quarter before the Falcons pull away. Under 51. Falcons, Cowboys, lock it up.
I actually like that a lot. I actually like that a lot.
All right, real quick. I had a lot of struggle. I had a lot of time to look over this, and I still am not loving my pick. Bears at Cardinals. Both these teams have dynamic quarterbacks. They can score. They both coming off very tight and well-contested games. The over-under is 44.5. You can throw that out. I'm going over. I am going the over. I think I'm going to pick the over in the 44.5. I just don't like that. I don't like the under there. I think maybe more about 48 points will be scored.
I like that. I like that. I like where you're going with that. We're not always on the same page. All right, we got to go to break, man. We're always late. We're always late. And coming up next is my favorite segment of the week, to be honest with you. And I know that you like when I'm honest with you. Dave Archer joins us, Atlanta Falcons analyst. He's going to tell all y'all why I'm wrong and that the Falcons themselves will hit the over this weekend by themselves. 52-0, Dave Archer said. No, I'm just kidding.